in this setting, in this gathering, we discuss and have a discussion on the principles of tasawwuf. We feel like having this discussion, we talk about our pious predecessors so that we can do our islah in the light of their guidance and life experiences. And we assess ourselves, we analyze ourselves, are we on the right path, on the right track? Are we following the right principles? Are we on the right direction? Or are we not on the right direction? Possibly these words, this subject, maybe we've discussed before, maybe we've heard this many times before, but, because a salik is a patient, and for the patient, every second, every day, he needs a fresh gust of wind to wake him up and to cure him and improve him. So even if you're in hospital for 10 years, then you'll say, open the window so that the fresh air can come in. So the salik, the seeker of the nearness to Allah, is always a patient. He always needs the doctor to assess him, to assist him. So we should keep the window open so that fresh air keeps on flowing in, keeps on flowing in, keeps on flowing in. And maybe you don't have that need, but I definitely have this need. I definitely have this need. So for this reason, Allah Ta'ala somehow, He makes us revise the old talk and the old subjects, but it refreshes us. Do you feel like coming and hearing the words of tasawwuf and the lessons of tasawwuf? The rest whole week, you have other, mashallah, learnings and experiences. But here, Allah Ta'ala gives us, mashallah, soft touches so we can understand and bring into practice. At this point in time, there's a subject matter that's coming into my mind that I'd like to share with you, that this humble servant's experience in the life of the tasawwuf, in the journey of the tasawwuf, I've seen one thing. This is practically, I've seen this, and also I've read about this. In the company of the elders, I've seen this, and life practice, I've seen this, that the mashayikh ikram, the pious predecessors, yes, so the sheikhs, with regards to their salikin, their murids, on one point they emphasize a lot. So the sheikh, the teacher, emphasizes on one point a lot with regards to the students, the salik, whether it's a sheikh from now, or from the previous centuries, or 1400 years ago sheikh. But his style and method is the same style and method. In this line, the style, the method does not change. It's the same consistent path. The style and method of this path is not changed. And the first sheikh who came, and the first murids who came, the students, who was the first sheikh? Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who were the best and first murid students? They were the noble companions, radiyallahu anhum. So this is not new method or knowledge. This knowledge came before, and we saw many prophets before. They didn't have sahaba, they didn't have companions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had so many companions that we know about, because islah, reformation, rectification had to continue till Qiyamah. And such a great Kamil Shaykh came at that time that until Qiyamah he was to teach all of the other Kamil Shaykhs to come. So the usools are the same, the principles are the same, nothing is new. Kamil Shaykh, the complete Shaykh who has a pain, a concern, and they also have the shame, the student has taken my hand, he's become my student. So he has a worry, a concern. I need to do tarbiyah of my student, I need to reform my student, I need to improve my student. Sometimes they're strict, sometimes they scold, and sometimes they're soft, and sometimes they take people out of their class. Because there's a burden on the teacher that tomorrow, the day of judgment, Allah will ask me, the Shaykh knows this, that the Prophet ﷺ was given this verse, where Allah sent the students, the believing women, to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah will ask that, I sent these people to you, O teacher. How can they come? Ilyasab, how did he come to me? I had no link with him, nothing. And we used to pray in Salah, in Masjid al-Rahman Salah. Yeah, Mulana, Ilyasab. And he's an ajeeb person, and he didn't speak to anyone. He would be busy in his own, and maybe you could say half crazy, people say about him. He doesn't speak, he just stays in his mood. I'm just giving an example. He's sitting in front of me, very beloved friend of mine. So this, in this time, how did his record change? How did his direction change? He didn't just start speaking to me, rather the love increased to this extent. So many years have passed, I've not seen that he's ever left dhikr. I've never seen he's ever left dhikr. This is the miracle of istiqamat. Alhamdulillah. Say alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. This is Allah who gives the path of steadfastness, regularity, consistency. When the kitab of istiqamat opens on those people, when Allah will make those people stand, what will be the maqam? I swear by Allah, think about it. In the hereafter, in the darkness, they never left steadfastness to this extent. I see that everyone works in the dunya, but this person goes to work. I don't know how he works. Even then, he, subhanAllah, I don't know, has he ever left work or whatever? I ask him, do you work nowadays? He said, no, at the moment, maybe there's not much work. Have you left work or you're not working? Because he's steadfast on his dhikr. I feel like today the discussion's gone towards him, and we should speak about a good person. A good student should be praised, isn't it? That you are all good, alhamdulillah. So, the example I was giving was that from Allah, there are people who come, the student who comes to the sheikh. So I didn't have a link with him, I had nothing to do with him, he didn't like me. And maybe I didn't know him well, he used to stand next to me in salah. And we didn't used to speak to each other, we had no connection. One day after salah, he spoke to me, I spoke to him. And after that the love started, the taluk started, and he adhered himself to me so strong, he's still with me. And we're traveling together. Reason? Because the two human beings, when this love comes in between, this is khalis, pure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, insan cannot do this. The human being, the love between human beings, it breaks. It breaks. The friendship between human beings, it breaks. I've seen this breaking. You know, we say, oh, bhai chara, etc. He's my brother. Whether it's money or business. 10 years it passes, 15 years, and the relationships form after between families, but then it breaks at some stage. But the relationship between two individuals for the sake of Allah will not break even after Qiyamah. No one can break this. That it's not a waste of time. How can it break? That many people say, oh, don't go to him, he's a waste of time. Look what he does. He's taken this person out. And then they hear and they come back to the class. Why? Because here there's no greed. We're not doing this for personal gain. The father says, why are you going there? Mother says, don't go to that gathering. Don't go to the majlis. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the injection into the heart of love. The love injection. So that person doesn't know. He says, no, I'm going to the majlis. Doesn't matter what happens. Then he comes back to the majlis. So I'm just sharing the feeling. So what power is there behind this connection? Allah's power. That no one can crack that relationship which is for the sake of Allah. Isn't it? So the sheikh, that he values the murid, the student, Allah sent the murid to me. Then he does tarbiyah of the student. So the mashayikh, the style of the tarbiyah, reformation of the student, they don't give in the masjid. Never in the masjid. Because in the masjid, the work of tarbiyah doesn't take place. What's the difference between masjid and khanqah? Let me explain to you. Where the Sheikh Kamil will go, whether he goes to any place in the world, it will become a khanqah eventually. That place. Yeah, it doesn't matter, even if 10,000 masjids are in that area, if the Sheikh Kamil goes there, then the khanqah has to be made in that vicinity. Separate from the masjid. Who knew me here in this town today? Tell me that anyone. Look at the masjids all around. It takes time to make a masjid. They take labor, materials, collect money, chanda, charity, copies, receipts, then people who are in the committee. But the khanqah, Kamal, Hazrat Sahib gave ijazah, you have to host dhikr, Allahu Akbar. He gave the order. A few days I sat in a room, I swear by Allah, ajib, I'm thinking now, what has happened since then? Without any reason, without any foundation, without any trying, a man came, said that this house is empty. Are you doing dhikr? I said, no, that is the khanqah that is going to be made here. No ijazah, no masjid ijazah, no permission, nothing. I don't know. 8-10 years, morning and evening we did dhikr, great gatherings, great ijtimas we had there, and we had in Ramadan, subhanAllah, what do we call it? Itikaf we had in the khanqah. These people, they used to come there. They used to travel from here, from Bolton to the khanqah. No pre-condition, no pre-permission, no one complained. And there was no long planning or vision before we made the khanqah. Can anyone think like this? Why? Because the friend of Allah said the khanqah has to be made there. I've sent my man there, my deputy. Why? Because you can't do that work of the khanqah in the masjid. You have to do it in the khanqah. What's the difference? Look, you learn dhikr from me. You will get in this masjid, you'll go to another masjid, and you'll learn dhikr, fine. You'll take the ijaz from me. As a sahab, I want to learn dhikr. I'll say, okay, fine. I'll see that person to the side, I'll give the teaching of dhikr. So is that enough that I've taught you dhikr? No, it's not enough. The friend of Allah, you don't go to the wali Allah to learn dhikr. Nor does dhikr give you success. Or nor does dhikr take you to Allah's nearness. No, this is not the objective. So is that enough? Go to the masjid, go to the wali Allah, learn dhikr. I'm a dhakir, I'm a Sufi, I'm starting to progress. No, this is not the case. The salik, the traveler to Allah, he needs tarbiyah from the shaykh. Tarbiyah, improvement. A man is an animal without tarbiyah. He is an animal. The Quran has said this, that he is worse than the animals if he's not getting tarbiyah from a shaykh. He's an animal. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what great sahaba they became. But what were they before? They had all tarbiyah from the sohbat sharifa of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Do you understand my point, what I'm saying? So tarbiyah, for tarbiyah, you must have the khanqah, the headquarters of the shaykh. That's why khanqah is made. Come there, students, and the adab there are unique, different from the masjid. The work of the khanqah is unique. There, you're told how you should live, what you need to do, even the adab, the manners of what to eat, what to drink. Without tarbiyah, people don't know how to cook food. They fill their stomachs to the fill, and others are hungry. Oh, I forgot to give him food, the visitor. Because there's no tarbiyah. Now, you do dhikr, but there's no tarbiyah. In the khanqah, you learn tarbiyah, how to serve those who are the guests of Allah. So the khanqah, that's why it's unique from the masjid, because tarbiyah, reformation, becoming a good human being, is taught by the shaykh to the salik. If the salik, the student, doesn't spend time in the khanqah, he can never be purified, he can never be clean. Remember this, dhikr doesn't do this. That, for example, you see in the morning, one murid who spends time in the khanqah, and one murid who is on the other side, he does a lot of dhikr, but there's a difference, massive difference. The adab, the ihtiram, the manners, his words, his knowledge, his practice, you cannot imagine the level of that person who spent time in the khanqah. Hazrat's letter, I remember in the beginning, early days, I met Hazrat Sahab, I didn't have sohbat that came. Then Hazrat Sahab wrote a letter to me, that be careful, be cautious, ihtiyad, that you have not much sohbat with me, you haven't stayed a lot in the khanqah. To me. So that's why that my tasarruf, my vision, my focus is always with you. And every second, keep on writing to me, communicating to me, and tell me the condition and what's happening between you and the students. Hazza, give me a spark and give me ijazah. But Hazza said, I haven't done your tarbiyah yet. You haven't spent time in the khanqah. So you are still in a dangerous situation. You're in a dangerous, delicate situation. As a subset to me. So for this, always, every moment, keep contact with your shaykh, keep presenting your condition to him, write to him, write to me, communicate with me. So this is essential and severe. So as I was saying, that the mashayikh ikram, the noble mashayikh, most of all, the most important point they give tarbiyah to their students, the most emphasis that a shaykh gives to his murid, to the student, and he will continue to do this. What is that one factor? What's the one factor? Not dhikr, not anything else. One factor. And that one factor is very delicate. Without that, the student cannot advance to Allah Ta'ala's nearness. And what is that? Itiqad al-shaykh. Belief in the shaykh. Itiqad in the shaykh. This is, as we say, rotate hain, rotate. In every majlis, a shaykh, he will give tarbiyah with strictness or softness. What will he do? Itiqad, in belief, rabta, connection with the shaykh. Why? There's a reason for this. There's a reason. That if a student is weak in rabta shaykh, connection with the teacher, belief in the teacher, then the fares from the teacher to the student is weak. The more a student has a strong connection with his teacher, then fuyuz, blessings, barakat will strengthen and more come to the student. This is the asool of the path of tasawwuf. And there's such a delicate point, the muridin, to explain to them, to make them understand that shaitan is very forceful in this, and he grabs the murids, the students, and he takes them out of the class. In their minds, he whispers, yeah, Sheikh, you know, he is making you trapped. He's trapping you. He's tricking you. Come after me. Believe in me. Love me. And be my student. And follow me. This is a very delicate path. Delicate connection. But the whole of success is based on this. In this path, only that person doesn't come off track. Only that person doesn't get diverted. Only that murid doesn't come off the path. He doesn't fall in the trap of shaitan, who has true, honest itiqad, because he wants to get Allah's nearness. Only that student will succeed. Never will the waswas of shaitan succeed with him. But those who are kache, we say, look at Peer Sahab, he's tricking me as a sahab. You know, he said to me, do this. He's saying, run after me or believe in me. Don't do this. Don't say this. Don't go to any other majlis. Don't go to another teacher. Don't go to other gatherings. People complain. Your murids, they don't come to our majalis. They don't come to our gatherings. You think you're the best. You think you're the best shaykh, that only they should listen to you. And your murids say that we follow tasawwuf and that we only go to our shaykh's gathering. We don't go to anyone else. They don't listen to anyone else. Most yaqeen, and a shaykh does tell his murids from other majalis. Yes. What's the reason for this? The shaykh knows that I have to do his tarbiyat, and every majlis is not good for him. It doesn't suit him, my student. The shaykh accepts this. And even on this point, very delicate point for us to understand, that the asal and the naqal, the true and the false murids, this runs in their veins. The sadiq student said, totally, my shaykh is sadiq, he's honest, he's right, I won't go anywhere else, he's telling me this. But the student who's not sadiq, he can come off track. Why is my shaykh saying don't go to another gathering? They also say Allah's name. Why don't I go to these bihans? Why don't I go to this dhikr? They also saying Quran and hadith. Look, my shaykh's telling me don't go there. Haven't you seen the difference here? Ittiqad. But the true murid, honest murid, which murid? Who wants Allah's nearness, who wants that directly, he knows Allah's given me this path, he's opened up the path for me, that go to the shaykh, learn your sabaks, and attain Allah's nearness. This is the difference. So then what happens? Upon this, shaitan attacks the weak student, but the strong student, shaitan does not. But many students who come, they learn, then they leave just as quick as they came, because shaitan and the waswasa attacks their minds. But the shaykh doesn't hold back. He needs to explain. He knows the benefit is for the murid. Whoever goes, let him go. Okay. That he doesn't have the strong connection with me. He says, oh look, this is happening today, I'm not doing this today. So he disconnects himself from his teacher because he's got waswasa, complaints. The first turn, he's detached. He's farag. But what we need, always a shaykh wants a good student. Sincere student works hard. If the shaykh works hard, then he wants the fruits in the hereafter, that Allah, I prepared these students and they succeeded. Subhanallah. So what does the shaykh emphasize on most? Summarize again. Ittiqad shaykh. Belief in the shaykh, trust in the shaykh, listening to the guidance of the shaykh. If you have ittiqad, then you will go to the next step, won't you? What is that? Muhabbat. Muhabbat. Isn't it, Haji Sahib? Isn't it? If you have, you cannot have love in the shaykh until you don't have ittiqad and belief in the shaykh. Remember this point. Remember this. Ittiqad, if is weak, your connection is weak, your trust in the shaykh is weak, then you will not love your shaykh. You say, no. Oh, he's not saying the right thing. He's not guiding me correctly, etc. So that person becomes visible. The student who is ittiqad is strong, then his muhabbat is strong as well. His love for his shaykh is strong as well. Remember this. And if the student's love is strong, then his itaat, his obedience is strong as well. Subhanallah. So he stated, whatever the shaykh says, obey. And how many obey the shaykh's orders? Tell me. If you have a khanka, if you have 100 murids in the khanka, tell me how much percentage will do amal on this. Why? Because they're weak in itaat, in obedience. Why? Because they're weak in their love. Reason being, because they're weak in their itaqad. Say subhanallah. So look at this. That the secrets unraveled. So if the ittiqad is strong, then the love will be strong. Extreme love you'd have. And you'd have love to take you to fanayat. Where the love is strong, then the obedience is very strong as well. Very strong. That a person's obedience is very, very rigid and strong, robust. He doesn't think, oh, what's happening? Shaykh's given hukum, end of story. End of story. Yaqeedan, I'm getting benefit from this. Most definitely. Yes, so he blinds himself from his mindset. I'm telling you about tasawwuf now. Tasawwuf. Those who give fatwa, whatever. But this is the path of tasawwuf, reformation, rectification. Where did you hear this from? Why does this happen? Kamal, this is not the masla. They'll give you a knowledgeable masla, but he'll say, no, my shaykh has told me this. My shaykh, what will he say? My shaykh. Totally he won't wilt or shake. He'll say, my shaykh ordered this. Is your shaykh greater or is this person greater? This fatwa. Allahu Akbar. He'll say, my shaykh is greater. Subhanallah. I have ittiqad in my shaykh. He's taking me on the path to Allah. His voice, his statement is great. This is how Allah Ta'ala tests the students. Tell me. Wherever you see that the student is not doing the right action, shaykh's giving instruction, do this, do this much dhikr, don't do this and don't do this action. This can never come into a student's life unless he doesn't have love for his shaykh. And he can never have love for his shaykh if he doesn't have ittiqad for his shaykh. Trust and belief in his shaykh. Understand what I'm saying? connection, belief in the Shaykh, you have it, then you'll have love in the Shaykh. When you have love for Shaykh, you'll have itaat, obedience. When you'll have obedience, then you'll get the highest level of adab. Highest level of adab. Manners and comportment. Do you understand what I'm saying? Beautiful points are coming today. Automatically they're coming. I didn't plan this. I didn't study a kitab. Allah put this in my mind and I started to speak. That's it. My sabaks are being revised, alhamdulillah. My lessons. So we try hard. Look, that he's got no adab, no manners. Look, he doesn't listen to his sheikh. Oh, we tell him so much, he doesn't do amal, he doesn't practice. Because this is the system, like a domino set. He doesn't have belief, he doesn't have love, he doesn't have obedience, he doesn't have adab. You can be sat in Makkah or Medina, 100 years doing dhikr, 100 years. If you got itikad, if your belief is weak, you'll do batamizi, you'll be disrespectful in your communication, your writing, and your speaking, you'll be disrespectful. And your shaking hands will be disrespectful. Somewhere along the line, your disrespect will come. Oh, please forgive me, I made a mistake. Every time, every turn, you'll be asking forgiveness. So itikad is not strong. And a person like this slips very quickly. But those who is itikad is strong, belief in the shaykh is strong. Tasawwuf, we don't look here, his ibadat, how much worship he's doing, knowledge, I'm telling you, Ajib, unique point here, that how much dhikr does he do, how much does he do, here we don't use this, oh, all night long he's worshipping, he does dhikr all night long, he prays tajud all night long, he's a worshiper, he does so many umrah, he does so much this and that. In the khanqah, we don't look at number of obedience, of worship, we look, how much muhabbat has he got for the teacher, how much itikad belief does he have in the teacher, Allahu Akbar, this is what counts. In the book of Allah, in the court of Allah. This is the measurement, gauge and ruler. This is how a student progresses towards Allah's nearness. Subhanallah. His life, his wealth, everything is assigned for the Shaykh. And you don't need to tell the student this. You don't need to give him a lecture. You don't need to read a kitab to him that, look, this is what happens if you do have itikad and love and obedience to the Shaykh, you'll be successful. No. First thing comes in his heart, that I want to get close to Allah, I want to attain Allah's nemes. When he thinks this, the student, in the company of the Shaykh, and he has a strong feeling, I want Allah's nemes, I've got to get close to Allah, I've got to get Allah's love, and he's mad and crazy, I need to get Allah, here, in this world and the hereafter, and he has truth in this intention, then he'll run straight to a Shaykh. Allah will introduce that student to a Shaykh. Soon as he runs, all the kafiyat, the emotions, the conditions, the requirements, everything will come into that student. I swear by Allah, I tell you straightforward, I made one intention in the darkness. I made one intention. But I used to cry to Allah, that Allah give me the path that I want to get to your nearness, I want to be close to you. I never read any kitab. I didn't know about the tasawwuf. I didn't know any asool. No one told me what is the shirk, what's not the shirk. I had one thing. One thought. That I want to attain the love of Allah. I had one intention. What was the next step? Straight away Allah Ta'ala sent me and introduced me to the shaykh in Madinatul Munawwarah. Not even a week passed. Not even a week passed, I tell you. Not even a week. Subhanallah. Passport. Nothing I had. Nationality, nothing, I'll tell you the truth. A G point, I tell you, when Allah's love, I asked for Allah's love, Allah, I want your nearness, Allah said, okay, there's no peer here of your standard. In the UK, the peers used to come, there were different types of peers, sheikhs, they all sat here even now. Allah said that he's not according to your standard, I will select a peer for you. Subhanallah, Allah selected. I said, huh? I have no visa for travel, I don't have my passport in my possession, what do I do, how do I go? Allahu Akbar. I'm telling you the truth now. What is true love from? If you want to attain Allah's nearness, Allah, He draws out the path and the map. That a Pakistani's passport, go and present it. They put the visa in it. I need to go Umrah. Not just the visa, your nationality will be given as well at the same time. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Ajeeb waqi, I'm telling you, event. I was sat and it was a storm night. It was raining, it was cold, gust, I travelled. Where are you going? I said, I'm going to Croydon, to the Home Office. I don't know where it is. He said, I know a little bit, shall I go with you? I said, okay, I'm very grateful, come with me. So I left from Manchester. I didn't have a passport. I didn't even have the visa, so we went to Piccadilly Station. In the night time, we sat on the train. It was a stormy night, cold, the wind was blowing. And the train stopped on the way, then we had to go by bus on the way back. We sat in the night, we travelled, and it was stormy night. How we got to Croydon, where did we have to go? We didn't even know the Khanqah will be made in Croydon so many years after. Imagine! I didn't even know at that time. So we got there in the morning, 9 a.m, no breakfast, hungry. I went to the Home Office, and there were windows, large windows. I remember there, every man had to go there for visas, people queue up. I didn't know what to do. Ajeeb story I'm telling you. Decades ago. Everyone went there. I went there. I took my passport, a Pakistani passport. I didn't have British citizenship. That went to the window. He said, "What is that?" I said, "I have a passport. I need a visa." He looked at my face. I was a student at that time. He said that your visa is a student visa. How will you get indefinite stay here? You need to leave this country after you study. You can't even stay. How are you going to get indefinite stay to stay in the UK? How? How will you be given permission? I said, I need to go Umrah and I need to stay in this country and come back. I don't want to leave. I've applied for stay. He looked at my face. And then what happened? Subhanallah. When Allah Ta'ala, who creates the ways, the means? Say it loudly, Allah. Allah creates me. Who runs the show? Allah runs the show. So how could he dare not to take my passport? How could he dare not to take my passport and give me the visa? Why? Because I'm going to meet my sheikh. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is attaining the company of the sheikh. Don't you have itiqad and belief in the sheikh? You don't have love for the sheikh? If you get a sheikh like this, and all of you have got mashallah sheikh in this way, all dramas, all your stories are the same. So he took a look at my passport. That's all I said. He said, wait here. He said, wait here. I'm coming in 5 minutes. He took my passport. He went into the office to the boss. I heard the discussion. I need the visa permanent. He said, put the permanent visa in this passport. He said, are you mad? Is your mind correct? Are you mad? He's got a Pakistani passport. She said, please stamp it. They're discussing, debating inside the offices. And I'm standing there listening from the window. 10, 15 minutes discussion, debate. She came back with a sweat. She stamped the visa and she said, here's your passport. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. I said, thank you, Mawla, Allah. I'm grateful to you, Allah. Subhanallah. I took the passport, put it in my pocket. Alhamdulillah. And not just that, I didn't just get the sheikh. I got the nationality of this country as well at the same time. Until now, I've got that passport, the same stamp. I said, she's talking nonsense. And she put the stamp. I looked at the page. I didn't have that much desire for these things at the time anyway. Then I took the passport, went back quickly. It was a stormy day. I traveled back home. First of all, I counted, how much money have I got? I was a student, how can a student have money at that time anyway? Yes, I used to do some part-time work. I had the ticket fare. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. I didn't have money for food, nothing, just the ticket fare. That's it. Allahu Akbar. I said, okay, let's speak to someone, give me a ticket. So I bought the ticket next day, Allahu Akbar. I was sat on the plane to Medina. Subhanallah, I didn't know what is Umrah, what is Medina. I was just a person without any knowledge, mad. So I went to Medina, I prepared for me to go to Medina, and I met Hazrat Sheikh. That this is your standard, go here. So when a person has the sincere desire to get to Allah, then he doesn't tell me, I don't feel like it, I can't come. I'm not getting anything, I'm mad, I'm going to take my own life, I'm desperate, I'm not benefiting. What sort of drama is this? I can't understand until today, I think, that either I was mad or that everyone else is mad in the world. Yes, that we took hold of this path with total devotion, without any side intentions. A person is falls in love with the Sheikh's path and with his teaching, and he never moves his tongue in front of the teacher to question the sheikh or criticize. So much 100% belief. And never had I studied a book of tasawwuf. I didn't know about tasawwuf. I didn't like peer and muridi. I never liked this path of peers and students. And I was against this. I tell you the truth. I was against tasawwuf at that time. Against peers and murids and this. There was a lot of things people did wrong in the world. I used to joke against people like, oh, you're a murid and a sheikh. If a person's like this before, but when you get in front of the true sheikh and you have the desire for Allah, then the itiqad might shot to the highest peak, that everything I'm going to get is now from my sheikh and I don't need to go anywhere else. Itiqad came, belief in my sheikh came, love came, then the next stage, itaat, obedience to the sheikh. One word would come out of Hazrat's mouth, then doesn't matter if my life was to go, I would never leave his instructions, not even 1%. As I say, how dare you? And from your hands, even if I was to die hungry until decades have passed, never did I turn to social security, because the sheikh said that don't take money from anybody. And from your hands, even if you die hungry. Whatever hukam Hazrat gave to me, I accepted and embraced with my heart and mind. So you think it's a joke? Hazrat never would repeat to me an instruction a second time, ever. One instruction, one practice. Was I itiqad 100%? So then I'd love 100%. And then my obedience was 100%, and so my adab was 100%. All life long, this is my record, alhamdulillah. I never requested anything from myself, I never asked him for anything, I didn't ask him to do dua for me, I never said anything to him, I never came in front of him, never put my hands in front of him. To this extent, alhamdulillah, I never even raised my head and looked at him eye to eye. I was the worst, I was bewakoof, foolish, jahil. There were many other khalifas, murids, scholars, learned people. Even now, I was the worst student. There was nothing in me. Nothing. But these principles, Allah gave these to me without any kitabs, without any learning, without any teachings. Even today, I think the reason for this was that I had a desire, Allah, that I want your nearness and I wanted to detach myself from the world. All I wanted is Allah's nearness. That's it. There was no peace in my life at that time. So if we are like this, what's the sabak for you people today? If we are lacking in these things, these factors, what are we lacking? Point number one. If we don't have a taqad in a shaykh, belief in a shaykh, then obviously we won't get love in the shaykh. If we don't have love, then you won't have adab, then you won't have obedience. What's the reason for all of this? Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't understand what I'm saying? What's the reason for this? The reason is that we are not honest in getting close to Allah. We don't want to get to Allah's nearness. We are weak in our intention to have Allah's love. In reality, we don't want to travel on the path. We are not sadiq and honest and siddiq. The purpose of our life is not honestly to get to Allah's nearness. Otherwise, it's impossible. If Allah gives you a sheikh and you don't have itikad in him, that means you don't have the belief and the desire to get close to Allah. Am I right or am I wrong? Whether you accept or not, but this is the lesson I'm telling you today, and you'll have to accept it one day in your life. You've got a weak point, you'll have to pay attention to this weak point, and you'll have to solve this weak point. You have to create the desire for Allah in your heart. You need to create the desperation to get close to Allah. There's nothing apart from Allah in life. Allah, 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 I want you everywhere wherever I am. I want your nearness, your remembrance. I want everything from you, Allah. Only when you have that, will you have itikad in the shirk. Let's go beyond to the next step now. Not just so that we get Jannah, and so we save from hell. No, Allah, I just want your love, full stop, that's it. Not for Jannah, leaving Jannah. No, Allah, I want your love, so I'll get shops and business and I'll get paradise and woods and roads. No. No conditions. These are jais, good desires, but your maqam of love should be Allah. That's fine, you'll give this, that's after. But if I get you first, then I'll get everything after. Allah, I need your nearness, full stop. That's my purpose of life. That's my objective of life. And in normal love in the world, let's take love between people, all the films, and we have all the Hollywood and all other picture houses. You are my mabuba, I just want you. And we say this to the woman. Yeah, she goes to the toilet, she urinates and dirt, bad breath she has, and she passes excrement. He leaves his mother, father, gives his life for a woman, a human being. Whatever you do, woman, whatever you say, I'll do. And this dirty love, a man gives his whole life. But if a person wants Allah, and he has deep desire for Allah in his heart, and he starts to love Allah, then will he not go to Jannah? Will he not be free from Jahannam? Imagine this, tell me. Imagine this. Allah's tajalliyat, his rewards, his emotions, his nearness. Can we imagine? So, we have a lacking in our desire for Allah's love. That's what's lacking in our life. That's why we don't believe in the shaykh. Otherwise, Allah gives you a resource, his wali, his company, that Layla Majnun. Look at the story, Layla Majnun. That even when the dog would come from the city of Layla, he would run after that dog, Majnu. He'd say, oh, the dogs come from Layla's town. Because when you love someone, then anything comes from the city of your beloved. You look at it in closures. Oh, has it come from Bolton? Oh, in Bolton's my teacher. Has it come from Bolton? There's a student, he has a shop, a clothes shop. He has ishq like this. So whenever anybody goes to him to buy something, he says, I've come from Bolton. He said, here's the shop, take whatever you want, clothes, whatever, because you've come from Bolton. And he maybe he's listening. I told him, don't do this action. I told him, Mr. Student. He said, what can I do? I'm forced to do this out of love. So people are amazed. When they go from here, they go to buy mamas, lungis. He says, where have you come from? He said, I come from Bolton. You come from Bolton? Okay. From Hassab city? He said, take whatever you want. No money, you don't need to pay for it. He's from my Sheikh city. Subhanallah. Love. This is love. Subhanallah. And if someone said, Hazrat Sahib, if somebody comes from his city, imagine my hal. If someone comes from Hazrat Sahib, my Sheikh city, his village, town. So first lesson that is taught in the Khanqa. The first lesson, number one. Why? Why am I telling you this? This doesn't come from any source, from a book, from ilm, from a lecture. It doesn't come like this, just like I'm telling you. No, it will come first and foremost from Allah. If you have a sincere, honest talab for Allah's nearness, then the source Allah will give to you, automatically you will have love and itiqad and obedience for your shaykh. Automatically. Mirza Mazhar Jane Jana Rahmatullah, I can give you thousands of examples. Hazrat Mirza Mazhar Jane Rahmatullah, Jane Jana, great Sheikh of the Naqshbandi order, And his door was knocked upon one day. He came out, it was night time. And assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam, there was a place full of blessings. He said, please tell me. He said, I'm Khizr. Khizr alayhi salam, he would meet the awliya Allah. He would come and meet the awliya Allah. And these are tests, because Allah Ta'ala wants to elevate the status of his wali. That let's test him here. How much desire does he have for my nearness? Allah tests. In reality, when a teacher has muhabbat and itqad, it's not for the shaykh. Allah says, it's for me he's doing this. The student, all his connections with the teacher are for Allah's sake. If you're loving the shaykh, why are you loving the shaykh? Because you love Allah, you want Allah's nearness. It's why the teacher, I'll give you an example. That you want to go Umrah, okay? And Saudi Airlines, you want to go via Saudi Airlines, isn't it? Okay. So, you will purchase the ticket. And will you look at any other aeroplane? Doesn't matter, how beautiful is that plane? Why? Because you bought the air ticket. You want to go Saudi. You bought the Saudi Airlines ticket. All the other planes, you won't look at them while you're going to the airport. You'll buy the ticket, check in. You'll run to that plane, to the departure lounge, that gate. Why? That's the only plane you're going to see in the airport. But you say, look at these beautiful other planes. No. This plane's taking me. Or if you want to go Pakistan, you look at the Pakistani plane or India, Indian plane that's going to India. That's your markaz destination. You'll run to that gate. That's taking me to my destination, isn't it? In the same way, the sadiq, honest student, he runs to the gate for his sheikh, because the sheikh's going to take me to Allah. He's not interested in anything else. Do you understand the example? So it doesn't matter how many other planes are there on the way to the gate you want, because you are going to that plane, to that gate, to that country you need to go. So the sadiq, honest student wants Allah, who's traveling to Allah, then he goes to that gate, the sheikh, because he says, this sheikh's taking me to Allah. He's not interested in the other gates, the other airlines, the other planes, the other terminals. He'll just look at that gate, the sheikh, because he knows the talab, that sheikh will take him to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Khizr alayhi salam, great personality, stood outside. He said, yes. He said, I'm Khizr. He said, I'm very happy to see you. He said, okay. Tell me, what can I do? How can I be service to you? He said, I'm Khizr. Do you need something? He said, mashallah. I am sad to say this, that I should ask you that my Sheikh Kamil, he's present here. I have a Sheikh Kamil. And he said that, and he went inside. Can anyone do this today? Such a great personality is door. He said, what can I do for you? Khizr alayhi salam comes to us, to Iqbal sahab's house, and says, assalamu alaikum, I'm Khizr, do you need anything? Yes. Please give this, blow on me, or do dua for me. But Mirza Mazza Jana Ramadan said, I've got a sheikh, he's teaching me. I don't need anything from you. If you have itiqad, then he would be like Hazrat Mirza Mazza Jana rahmatullah alayhi. He had extreme 100% itiqad, belief that everything, first blessings get from his teacher, I don't need anything from anyone else. One wali Allah, the 11 nights, even if Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam stood there, I'm telling you some points that our mashayikh have explained. How many days was he stood? 11 days. And 11 days he didn't even open the door. That which person stood there, I don't open the door. After 11 days he opened the door and he came forward. He said, you didn't open the door 11 days. He said, yes. He said, yes. He said, don't introduce yourself to me. I know who you are. You're Khizr, aren't you? He said, yes, I'm Khizr. He said, I'm not opening the door for me. Why? He said, I'm not opening for this reason. I have a Sheikh Kamil and I have the Quran. That's enough for me. That's enough for me. I don't need any other guidance. Jazakallah. Please depart. I don't need any other guidance. Subhanallah. So much yaqeen. Whoever comes, Allah's given me a teacher. This is the best transportation for me to take me to Allah Ta'ala's nearness. I don't need any other guidance. And this guidance will not deceive me. Doesn't matter how much the dunya tells me, this plane's the best. Go on another plane. No, I'm going on this plane. Why should I take another plane? This plane's taking me. This is going to America, another country. If I sit in another country, I have to go to this plane. It's taking me to where I want to go. Mubarak, these are good planes, but I am going on the plane that's taking me to my destination. This is what you'll say at the airport, won't you? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So, itiqad strong. When you have itiqad, then you'll have great adab. Don't think you've forgotten your sheikh's hungry and you eat and drink and you forget the sheikh. Allahu Akbar, imagine this. In the khankas, the tarbiyah is unique. Such strong adab you learn in the khankah. Look here. When a person's given tarbiyah in the khankah, then their action, style, speech, mannerism, everything you'll see, adab, manners, separate, unique, high level. Brothers, dhikr of Allah. It's not just dhikr that makes a person advance to Allah. Dhikr doesn't give you advancement. Without tarbiyah, can you? If a salik doesn't have tarbiyah and he's given ijazah, go and host dhikr and do dhikr here. The salik, they are kacche. They are like mud. They are not solid. They become peers. They make a name for themselves. Then a person who's a sheikh, he's declared, announced that he's got ijazah after tarbiyah. So without tarbiyah, without improvement, a student, for example, he should never be proud of how much dhikr he does, how much worship he does. No. Unless you don't get the two wings, tarbiyah and dhikr. A student can never be a kamil as a teacher. He cannot be a teacher. Never. needs both dhikr and tarbiyah. Adab can never come into the life of the student without the tarbiyah reformation from the shaykh. Hazrat Usman Damani, rahmatullah alayh, he had a murid, Hazrat Saeed, rahmatullah, this is written in the kitab. Hazrat Usman Damani from Al-Silsala, rahmatullah, Hazrat Saeed was a student. He was a murid with great adab, great generation, we're talking about golden generation. He had ishq, and when he had ishq for the teacher, he always wanted sohbat, company of his teacher. I'm telling you myself, and when you want sohbat, then you have to travel, you have to make effort, and if you don't breathe or travel, and you don't have adab and etc., and you always want to be next to your shaykh, you don't struggle and strive for this, then it doesn't matter if the spiders bite you or scorpions. I used to get bites and cuts when I used to go to see my shaykh. Subhanallah. Travel, there were spiders there that bite you. It was kachi zameen, dusty land, but never would I move or shake bi'adabi. Sat there for no, moving around, looking around, playing around with the body. No bi'adabi. A salik who has adab manners, he can never reach to Allah Ta'ala in this unless you're talking, laughing, looking around, showing your teeth to other students. You'll have seen people in the majlis, people come, they start talking, and I give them dhikr, they're laughing, and they're chuckling loudly. They don't even adab how to speak with the shaykh, looking glaring, and then they go to India and give khilafah to other people. What sort of khilafah this is they will give? What dhikr will they teach when they don't even adab? This is a big deception. Just like the false nabis, if a person in this day and age becomes a false sheikh, these are those people. They have to be very careful and cautious. The khankas, the wali Allah, the company is so high level. Allah Ta'ala's name is can be taken. Just like the sahaba kram were very cautious in the company of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You think they were disrespectful? They didn't have adab? And they're opening their mouths, laughing, showing their teeth and chuckling, laughing loudly, not speaking to the shaykh correctly without adab. They don't even know what they're doing at that time in the company of the shaykh. So he had a desire, as a sayyid, I want the company of my shaykh always. He always had a desire, and I used to waste time as well. So he said, doesn't matter what's happening, I'm going to stay here sitting in front of my shaykh. So it's not a small point, you can sit there 10 hours, focus, just like this child who sat here straight. And for example, has he read a kitab? Tell me, this child. I've seen elder people after a few minutes, they sit, they start moving. But this child, he's sitting here. Don't know where this child has come from. Sitting there, silent, not moving, adab, focus. MashaAllah, great ruh he's got. But I've seen elder people, ashik, so-called, dhakir, shakir. After a few minutes, they start looking around. They start moving their feet. Yeah, they start moving around. But look at this child. Even if it's darkness, light will stay the same. Focus. Yeah? He's focused and listening. And I feel like telling that sit with ease, but still, mashallah, he's got focus. So this is such a quality, the adab to get near to Allah. This is not the adab for a human being. This is adab for Allah. You have adab for Allah, regard for Allah, that through the wali Allah, you will attain the nearness to Allah. The man should not move in the company of the shaykh. So he had desire, as I say, with regards to his shaykh, Hazrat Usman Damani, the company of the shaykh, he doesn't lift his gaze, glare at the shaykh, and he just has his head bowed, listening, no snoring. No snoring. Many times I've requested, because we're doing tarbiyah today, to our students and brothers, in the morning time when we do dhikr, or in the evening whenever we do dhikr, don't snore. We've discussed this before. Don't snore. And this child, he's listening. And the hal for this, okay, if naturally you have this habit, you're forced to, you can't stop snoring, then you should at least have this much regard, that the snoring, where's this going? He's going to hit this mic. And this, the whole people in the whole world are listening. Tell me, so who are you disrespecting? You're disrespecting your silsala, you're disrespecting your sheikh, you're disrespecting dhikr. And the people who have itaqad, you're making them laugh. Look, this dhikr is happening there, life. These people are doing dhikr, they're snoring. Yes, I told them, don't sit next to these people. So, that person who does this, who snores, when he's being told that don't snore, go to the back so that the snoring sound doesn't come. But if those people who sit at the front, if they had the feeling that due to us we're disrespecting, dishonoring the silsila, our sheikh and dhikr, the name of the silsila, tell me, will that student, I'm doing tarbiyah, don't be upset with what I'm saying. I'm not upset with anyone. Just so that everyone can SO, you can be saved from a sin. Will such a student, after dhikr, will he leave with thawab or adab? I ask you the question. You can decide yourself. Tell me. So I've asked before, go sit to the back. No, I want to sit at the front. And snore, please. No, they don't sit up and stand up and go to the back. Okay, that's your choice. That's your choice. What can I say further than that? Okay, take as many sins as you want and dishonor the silsala as much as you want. A person should be cautious that this is our silsala. If I'm lacking something, may not be that due to me that some crack comes into this or complain. Am I wrong or am I right, my friends? Am I wrong or am I right? So we should have so much taqaddus that this dunya, people come from outside, like we're hearing Ilyasab, that mashallah he's listening, he comes and he listens. We should at least have this much regard, that a bad negative impression should not come onto the dhikr, that nowadays dhikr is very delicate. Immediately people, they disrespect dhikr or tasawwuf or the silsila. People look down on it. So today, in this day and age, we need to do tabliq and spread that silsala. So ourselves, we ourselves start disregarding and dishonoring and disrespecting the silsala. People look for excuses. They look for excuses. People in the world will laugh. Look at him, he sat there, he's snoring. I heard that people laugh. And this person, look at him. What's he doing? He's laughing. He's snoring. So sit at the back, have adab, have some manners. Okay, go right to the back so you're snoring and sound is coming. No, I want to sit at the front. And I want to do dhikr at the front. Okay. I can't force you. If your adab is lacking, then what can we say? Am I right or am I wrong in what I'm saying? So sit to the back, whatever happens. If you snore, I guarantee you that if you obey your sheikh's instructions, then you'll get more thawab than that person. Then if you're at the front and with the niyyah you've come, you'll get more thawab, more reward. So you have a choice. Sheikh is not expelling you, he's doing your tarbiyah. Sit to the back, you'll get double tawajjuh, double focus from the teacher. Double face will come to you that you cannot get sitting at the front. If you get at the front, there'll be dislike, there'll be nafrat, and the door face will be closed because you're not obeying the order of your teacher. So how, look at the difference here. So if the door of faiz is closed, I've told you before you, I can show you written Hazrat Sahib, Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi Sahib's kitab and all the kitabs of the great sheikhs, that even the writings I've got, Hazrat Sahib said to me clearly in the record that with your sheikh have adab, i'tiqad, belief, then the fuyuz and barakat will come. Otherwise they'll be cut off, the door will be closed. Doesn't matter even if you come and sit in my lap. Doesn't matter if you're snoring in my lap, you get nothing. All life long you can be sat in front of me doing dhikr. You can be happy I've done dhikr and going, but you're leaving with adab because you don't obey and have respect for the sheikh's instructions. So, Hazrat Usman Damani, Hazrat Sayyid would sit with him with adab, and what happened? Sitting day and night, he wouldn't leave. So, you know, the bone behind his neck, it became crooked. It started to protrude. And I'm telling you a very valuable point. Shaitan, he is never satisfied. He will always try to deviate the salik, the student, from the sheikh's guidance and connection. The student does the tahajjud, dhikr, Quran, recitation, high level. But where does he fail? In the itiqad, the belief in the teacher. That's why the mashayikh ikram emphasize on this. Even if you're mareed for 50 years, they'll keep on giving him sabak. Have itiqad, belief, trust in the sheikh. Even if you're 60 years, no, I'm with you 60 years. Simply, no, have belief in your sheikh, otherwise you'll fail. So his hal, Hazrat Sayyid, the mureed, his adab was such, imagine, that he said, I want to go on Umrah. He said to his sheikh, I need to go on Umrah. It's written in the kitab. Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi, I can show you his kitab. I'm not reading from memory. I'm telling you from the writings. Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi, Ramdulay, would tell his mureeds, which mureeds? My own sheikh, Hazrat Ali Murtaza. Such mureeds gave nasiha to me from the learnings. Tell me, imagine his maqam from these nasiha. Direct guidance from the mushaykh. Back to Rasulullah. If the Ghaus Qutb is sitting and he's being given this teaching, and we disregard, we say, oh, this is not authentic. So what happened? He said that, okay, the Shaykh's telling now to his student, ittiqad, belief, make the belief in his strong. He said, when you go on Umrah, Sayyid, you're going on Umrah, then do this, just do Umrah and come back, don't go to Medina. He said this to his student. He said, is it? Okay. Okay, now tell me, what a big instruction point, and what a great murid he was of his Shaykh. He went to Umrah, he said, Yaar, what kind of instruction? Don't go to Medina? What will be lost for me? So now Shaitan's whispering in his mind. Sheikh's given the instruction. Believe in the Sheikh, there was weakness. And how great and many strong he was, that his neck, the bone had protruded after 50 years of adab. He never raised his gaze. He said, no, Hazrat, I won't know. I'll go to Medina. I've come here so far, Umrah. And if I don't do ziyarah of Rasulullah, what will happen then? So anyway, what did he do? He went to Umrah. And after Umrah, he went to Medina. He went on the journey to Medina. It was a good generation of kashf and vision. Soon as he went to the Rawda, Rasulullah came to him, said, why have you come here? Said Rasulullah. And he was displeased with him. And that's it. He was so upset. Sayyid, as a Sayyid student, he ran back. He's written in the kitabs. He ran back. And Sheikh knew already that his student was going to do. He said, why are you crying now? Why are you crying now? What did I say to you? I didn't tell you out of enmity. I was doing your tarbiyah. I knew that you still haven't got to the level that you can get to Medina. You don't deserve that yet. I had not prepared you so much. that you could go and present yourself at the Rawda Mubarak. This was enough for you just to do Umrah and come back. That's it. Murid on every maqam, the Shaykh knows the status of the student. Will a student do this today? That the Shaykh will be afraid if I say this to my student today, that you're going to Medina first? That don't do Umrah first, go Medina first. Oh, shall I change my ticket? No. Then the student gets upset. No, brother, I'm not telling you this. I step back then. Maybe the student's upset or he'll take what I'm saying wrong. I thought he was better in his understanding. So it's ajeeb when the student doesn't understand the instruction of the teacher. Khair. So he had such a high status. He wasn't a minor student. He cried so much. He lamented, regretted, remorse. Then Hazrat said it was Hajj time. He said, go and do Hajj. And then, who told him? His Shaykh told him, go and do Hajj. He said, do Hajj, but when you go to do Hajj, then also go to Madinatul Munawwarah and present yourself at the Rawda Mubarak. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Imagine that journey then. His Shaykh has instructed him. He went to do Umrah, as soon as he got to Rawda Mubarak, then again Rasulullah Ziyarah came to him. So much tawajjuh and love, Rasulullah gave him, oh, I'm so happy you've come, you've pleased me, Subhanallah, imagine the maqam. So, this is the meaning of, doesn't matter what maqam you're on, what I'm presenting to you today, requesting, always itiqad. I've shown you both extreme points. The itiqad giving tabliq, if a student gives tabliq of itiqad to the student, it's dangerous. The student think, oh, he's drawing him to me, he's saying, love me, believe in me, be my student, blindly follow me. The kacha murid, the weak murid, shaitan will give the wasp on his minds. Though he's greedy, the shaykh, he only wants you to go to his majlis and listen to him and no one else. But without this, there's no success. So I have to tell you again, this is the most important thing. I cannot shy away from it. So let's do dua to Allah that whoever has a shaykh in the world, wherever your shaykh is, first thing you need to do with your shaykh, I will summarize today's discussion. The most important factor for the student, if you want to get the nearness to Allah, is what? Is to have itiqad, that you should be honest with your intention, that I want to love Allah. Step number one. And for this love of Allah, you have to leave many things. You have to leave everything. Allah says, leave these things. You have to leave them. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Yes, if you have sincere honesty that you want Allah's nearness, then Allah says you have to leave everything that I've said I don't like. Don't touch it. Don't go near to it. You have to leave everything. لا تقلبوا فاحشة. Allah says ولا تقربوا فاحشة. Don't go near to fahisha. Don't do fahisha. Allah says don't go near to it. And where's fahisha today? Everything around is fahisha. Allah says don't do it. Allah says don't go near to it. Don't take the means that take you to fahisha. Don't take the means, the paths. So Allah says that I want you to do this. Allah, I want to do this. I do want your love. Allah, whatever you like, I want to do that. And whatever you dislike, I don't want to do that. When you have this desire and you want to get to there, then Allah says you cannot do this on your own. It's too difficult for you, for your desire to get to my nearness. Then I give you an assistant. Go to my assistant. Allahu Akbar. I'm summarizing you today's beyond. Now you maybe understood what I'm saying. That's why I say desire. Step number one, desire for Allah's love. If you don't have this, Allah, I can't do this, I can't obey you, I'll do a bit this and that. What will the children say? Children will say it's too strict. Then you don't have a desire to get Allah's love. Then you'll get a false sheikh. There are different types of sheikh. Then you get a false speed. Okay, it's okay. You want to live dunya? Here, sit to go to this false sheikh. He'll take half your money, you'll eat half the money, and you'll do fraud, and you'll be watching TV and listening to music and naats where there's drums and banging. Wah, wah. Sheikh will be doing that. Marid will say, you're honest, I'm honest. Both are sheikhs and rasools. They'll have har, the flower of the necklace of flowers, and there'll be banging of drums in the back, and women will be dancing and singing there. Aren't there peers like this today in the world? Okay, so if you wanted this desire, you'll get a peer like that. But if you want Allah's nearness, Allah, whatever you desire like, that's what I want in my life. Allahu Akbar, Allah, whatever you prefer, that's what I prefer. Unless you can't do this on your own, a student, you're weak. This is a dangerous generation you're in today. It's too difficult for you. Then a beautiful point. Here, I'll introduce you to my assistant, oh student. He'll take you to my nearness enough. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And that's the Shaykh, the true Kamil Shaykh that Allah introduces to. And how can it be? Allah gives the duty to the teacher. So the biggest point, number one, love for Allah, 100% desire for Allah's love. After that, Allah will introduce you to the Shaykh. Then number three, you need to have the itiqad in the Shaykh. Solid. This is my teacher. Allah sent me to this Shaykh. This is the teacher that will take me to Allah. It's his airline that I need to sit on. And this is my flight to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And after that, when you have itiqad, Allah will test your belief. What do you need to test your belief? After itiqad, love for the Shaykh. Then Allah will test, is his itiqad true? Then Allah will test your love for your teacher. Then not just love, oh, I forgot what my Shaykh said. Oh, why did he expel me? Why did he tell me go to the... Oh, I forgot it. Why, are you hungry? Don't you get food to eat? Why do you forget? So many tests and challenges Allah gives you in your life. You get slaps, maybe, that you're a thief. You're false. 30, 40 years you were a thief. Yeah? Allah says, come to me now, will punish me, you do astaghfar. It meant that my desire to Allah's nearness was weak. Allah tests His love. Remember this. If your love is strong in the shaykh, then Allah looks at third thing, that how much does he obey and follow his teacher? Because you had itiqad, which is muhabbat, then itaat, whatever you say teacher will do. If you sat at the teacher's court, then you will do the instruction of the shaykh, because Allah is obeying this. Allah is instructing this message. Don't you get this morning and night? No, tell me the truth. Put your hands up. Do you get this message day and night? Do I speak about anything else apart from remembering Allah and obeying Allah? Morning and evening. Morning and evening. Always desire what Allah desires. And leave those things that Allah Ta'ala dislikes. Don't I tell you this every day, morning and night? Is this the same message? So, if you have love for the Shaykh solid, then you will follow the guidance of the Shaykh. Amal that he will tell you, which will take you to Allah. My brothers, great karam mercy of Allah, He's opened the doors for us. That Allah, He can give and He can take. So make your desire for Allah's love strong. Allah, whatever happens, we want your love. Look, janazas happen every day. Day and night people die. When I see someone who's died, I think, if I was in his place, I will be. Tomorrow I'll die. What answer will I give to Allah? What did I earn in this dunya? What will I take to Allah from this dunya? Money, wealth, maal, wife, children, house, assets. I'm leaving these things. I've got nothing that Allah Ta'ala created me for. That was one thing. Allah's rada. Will I take that with me? Is Allah raza with me? If Allah's raza with me, then I wouldn't be dying. Rather, I'd have a new lease of life. People are crying, and I'll be laughing, leaving the world. Subhanallah, you give me the new great life in the hereafter. That's what I want. Yes, and that's why I struggle with my life long for Allah's raza. So what should we do? We should have solid, 100% itiqad. So do you understand today's lesson? Today's lesson is what? Learn itiqad in the shaykh, belief in the shaykh, connection with the shaykh, because you'll be tested many times, okay? Okay, let's do dua to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we discuss today, that I've given you this lesson. I don't know how to speak. I'm jahil, ignorant. I don't have knowledge. MashaAllah, you are pious people. May Allah Ta'ala allow me to explain to you so that you understand what I've said. If you understood, do dua. That Allah give us the tawfiq to do amal on this. Ameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي لم يجلس واجب بعد المؤمنين وذرياته واهل بيته كما صليت على ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم صل على سيدنا وزلمنا وحصلنا وجدنا وختمنا عبدنا كل ذلك لنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت وما اعلنت وما اسرفت وانت اعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان واثبتنا على الايمان واحشرنا يوم القيامه مع الايمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين نبيين صديقين شهداء وصالحين وحسن اولئك رفيقا اللهم استقبلنا في سنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في سنته يا كريم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنه مع العبد العزيز يا عزيز يا غفور يا رب اللهم نسلك اللف والعافية لما فات بالدين دنيا ونحن مالي اللهم أرسلنا قربتنا في أمور كلها وجنة من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم نسلك اللف والعافية لما فات بالدين دنيا ونحن مالي اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري اللهم عافنا في بصري اللهم عافنا في بصري اللهم عافنا في قلبي اللهم عافنا في بطني يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وعذاب جهنم وفتنة المحيا والممات وفتنة المسيح الدجال اللهم نسلك حسن خاتمه اللهم نسلك حسن خاتمه اللهم نسلك حسن خاتمه امر من ربنا فضلكم سماري ونحوكم عفرما امر من صغير وكبير ونحوكم عفرما يا الله هم اجتنا دانشتہ غیر دانشتہ بولنے چوک میں ہوں ان سب کو معاف فرما اے میرے مولا جس راستے پہ تم نے اپنے فضل کو ہم سے میں ڈالا ہے اپنی محبت کا, اپنی چاہت کا, اپنی رضا کا راستہ ملے مولا, اس راستے پہ تو ہمیں کامیاب فرما دے. اے میرے مولا, ہم بہت کمزور ہیں عالم, یا اللہ ہمیں شر نفس و شر سے شیطان سے بچا لے. اے میرے مولا, جو بھی چیزیں اس میں اسباب ہیں میرے مولا, اس راستے پہ چلنے کے طریقے ہیں, جو اصول ہیں میرے مولا, ان پہ کارآمد بنا دے میرے مولا, ان پہ ہمیں چلنے والا بنا دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ, راستہ آسان فرما دے ہمارے لیے, یا اللہ یہ راستہ ہمارے آسان کر دے. اے میرے مولا, ہمیں خوش ندی کے ساتھ میرے مولا ہنستے ہوئے جنت میں داخل فرما دے. یا اللہ, ہمارا شمار زاکرین میں کر دے, شاکرین میں کر دے, عابدین میں کر دے. یا اللہ, اپنے چاہنے والوں میں کر دے. اے میرے مولا, تو اپنے فضل حکم سے ہمارے لیے اپنی محبت اور معرفت کے دروازوں کو کھول دے. اے میرے مولا, ہماری دنیا کی پریشانی جو ہے سو موجود ہے ہمارے ساتھ میرے مولا, ان کو تو ہماری نیکیوں میں بدل دے میرے مولا, اور پریشانیوں, مصیبتوں, ظلم پہ ہمیں میرے مولا تو انعام عطا فرما, اور ہمیں صبر نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, ہمیں صبر کرنے والا بنا دے, صابری میں ہمارا نام رکھ لے میرے مولا. یا اللہ, ہمیں ایسا انسان بنا دے, ہم کسی سے بدل نہ لیں, کسی سے انتقام نہ لیں. یا اللہ, کسی سے غصہ نہ کریں, کسی سے دشمن نہ کریں. اف اور درگزر کرنے کا ہمیں میرے مولا شعور عطا فرما دے. یا اللہ, اف اور درگزر کرنے کا ہمیں شعور عطا فرما دے. اے میرے مولا, ہماری سچی تربیت فرما دے. یا اللہ, ہمیں ایسی جگہیں پہنچا دے, ایسے مقامات پہنچا دے, ایسے لوگوں کے ساتھ بیٹھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما جہاں ہماری تربیت ہو میرے مولا, ہماری اصلاح ہو, ہماری غلطیاں ہمیں نظر آئیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ, تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے بہت تھوڑا وقت ہماری زندگی کا میرے مولا, اس ساری زندگی کے وقت کو ہمارے کارآمد بنا دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ, لاجانی باتوں سے ہمیں بچا لے, فضول باتوں سے ہمیں بچا لے. یا اللہ, فضول جھگڑوں سے ہمیں بچا لے. بس اپنی چاہت دے دے, اپنی محبت دے دے, تو اپنی محبت ہی ہماری منزل بنا دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ, اپنے فضل و کرم سے تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, ہماری عبادات کو قبول فرما, ہمارا ذکر کو قبول فرما. اے میرے مولا, ذکر کو ہمیشہ ہماری زندگی میں جاری فرما دے. اے میرے مولا, جہاں جہاں اس سلسلے کا ذکر ہے خوب پھیلا دے, چار دان میں اس ذکر کو پھیلا دے, اور میرے مولا ہمیں اس چیز کے لیے استعمال فرما لے. جہاں جہاں بھی ہمیں ذکر کے لیے جانا پڑے میرے مولا, ہمیں وہاں پہنچا دے. اور یا کریم, تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے آسان بھی فرما دے. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.